Last Sunday, we spoke with each other about what comes up for us when we consider the first three of the questions for probing the heart of Unitarian Universalism that were raised at General Assembly last June. The theme of that General Assembly was the power of we. And those questions were, what sustains you and your faith community efforts towards inclusion, equity, and diversity? What limits you from living out our faith's promise towards liberation and transformation? What should we expect of ourselves and one another in living out our covenantal relationships? For those of you who are visiting us for the first time, last Sunday's service and this one are not our usual service structure. So this week, I'm going to remind you or instruct you about how we will do our service. We consider the second set of three questions, which help us to imagine a new, more inclusive vision for our faith that will come closer to embodying our desire to be an anti-racist, anti-oppressive, multicultural, beloved community of communities. An excerpt from last week's reading by Sophia Betancourt and Elias Ortega Aponte reminds us, believing that we are all saved together, that one life cannot reach its greater meaning unless we center the liberation of all, means not only a willingness to invest in one another and in the greater good, but also responding faithfully to the call to live into the work together. I want to emphasize that these two worship services are a very incomplete beginning to the kinds of conversations for liberation that I hope we can take up here at Brew. The questions posed are questions related to formulating a new vision for the UUA, and I believe that they can be useful to us as we continue to engage our own visioning process at Brew this year. So the way this is going to work is that you will have several minutes to talk with one another. I suggested last week that we be in pairs, but it turned out that many of you were in groups of three, and so I've adjusted the logistics slightly to recognize that desire to talk with in groups of three. So you'll talk with those sitting closest next to you about each question as it is raised. I'm going to keep time and signal when you should switch turns for speaking. This is not a dialogue, but a chance to listen and hear the thoughts of the person next to you in the pews. So only one of you will speak for the allotted time. Please stick to the question at hand, and I know there were other conversations happening last week, and that's all good. We got to know each other better. You will have plenty of time to speak, so if you need a little time to collect your thoughts, that's fine. The current question will be up on the screen as well as in your order of service. And I do realize that doing this in the sanctuary has limitations for those with hearing impairments, for which I apologize in advance. Maybe you want to jot down a few key words and phrases and simply share those instead of trying to speak in full sentences or long thoughts. Consider this a start to longer and deeper questions. The first of today's questions is, when is a time that you felt the power of we in Unitarian Universalism? If you are unfamiliar with Unitarian Universalism, just speak to that question out of your own life. When have you felt the power of we? When have you felt or experienced that transcending mystery and wonder which moves us to a renewal of the spirit and openness to the forces that create and uphold life? The UUA Executive Vice President Terry McDonald asked the question this way: do we have the courage, the humility, to live open-hearted in a world where we hold one another in the palm of our hands while knowing that we are being held at the same time? When you think about when you have felt the power of we, think about when you most knew this interdependence to be true when you felt it in your bones. Each iteration of speaking will be 2 minutes long this week, and you may start. Turn to those closest to you. You should switch speakers. Switch speakers. Switch speakers again. Okay, if we could come to an end with this question. The second of this morning's questions is, what is so important in Unitarian Universalism that you would be willing to sacrifice for it? For some of us, finding Unitarian Universalism and a UU congregation has been a lifesaver. UUA co-moderator Mr. Barb Grieve states that this question gets at the heart of why this religion matters, not just as a place to go on Sundays, but why it matters in your life and the world. He continues, sacrifice is about what? For the love of the faith, each of us is willing to offer up and let go of. When people collectively come together in faith, we become more than our human limitations. And when we enter into a faith community, we are entering into a space that exists beyond us as individuals. So the sacrifice that we are called to do is a loving letting go of what keeps us separate from one another. If practicing this faith has not already asked a lot of you in terms of your own comfort, it is time to consider what you need to lay down on the altar that is dear to you, but keeps you out of connection to others in our faith community. Allowing ourselves to be changed is what allows our communities to thrive. I'm going to add to that that yesterday, when I was at the Interfaith Day of Learning at Congregation Ner Shalom in Dale City, and we considered the topic of what a just world looks like. We were using John Lennon's Imagine as a starting point of what we thought a just world looks like. This question of sacrifice also came up. What are you willing to sacrifice to bring about a just world? So the second of this morning's questions, again, is what is so important in Unitarian Universalism that you would be willing to sacrifice for it? Same process, 2 minutes, three speakers. Ready? Go. You should switch speakers. Switch again. And we'll close this conversation about question 2, 5. I invite the choir to come up for the anthem. Co-moderator Alandria Williams asked GA participants to ask each other, what do you need for this church to be yours? To listen to the answers and then to discern how those needs impact others. She guided the assembly in a meditation on liberation, liberating, liberatory, on taking transformative action in the world and what that means to us. What do you feel in your body? How does it shape your spirit? What do we need to do differently to truly be a community of communities, an anti-racist, anti-oppressive, multicultural, beloved community? The third of this morning's questions is, what will it take for Unitarian Universalism to fully embody the power of we? What will it take for Unitarian Universalism to fully embody the power of we? You may begin. Please switch speakers. And switch. And if we could wrap up our thoughts and bring our attention back together, I'm going to hand things over to Beth to proceed with our sorrows and joys.